This is the Webhawk News Podcast. I'm Jim Cates. The other day I did a television interview for a student project on what's been called the fake news phenomenon. The internet is the Wild West of ideas, so the news you see in a social media feed should be immediately suspect. As a longtime journalist, I tend to go directly to established news outlets on the web. I know that journalists have their biases. I know that sources will advance their agendas by giving reporters selective information. But I do believe that stories written by professional journalists are well-researched and, for the most part, true. In a book called The Elements of Journalism, Bill Kovach and Tom Rosensteel wrote about what they termed the discipline of verification. This is a credo of professional journalism, and it means exactly what it says. Don't run with rumors. Check things out. Confirm facts, not just once, but two or three times. In days past, a few editors and TV anchors used to decide what news the public would get. Today, with information everywhere, consumers of news must be their own editors and fact-checkers. I am heartened when I ask my students what they should do if they run across a news item that they suspect to be fake. Most of them advise Googling the news and checking it out on other sources. That is exactly the thing to do. Let's be curious and skeptical, and let's use the web to its full potential. The future of our democracy depends on it. The Webhawk News Podcast is an independent production from the University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. Our music is by Lobo Loco. I'm Jim Cates.